In this bulletin, Australia's borders to reopen to all fully vaccinated travellers, calls for Australia's modern slavery laws to be strengthened, and in sport, Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai denies she ever accused anyone of sexual assault. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Australia's international borders will reopen to all fully vaccinated travellers from the 21st of February. The decision marks another relaxation of the country's travel restrictions, initially imposed almost 2 years ago in response to the pandemic. Travel rules eased in December for international students, working holiday maker visa holders, and skilled migrants. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says all arrivals to Australia will be required to show proof of vaccination or a valid medical exemption.
If you're double vaccinated, we look forward to welcoming you back to Australia. And I know the tourism industry will be looking forward to that. And over the next 2 weeks, they will have the opportunity both for visitors to be coming and for them to be gearing up to welcome international visitors back to Australia.
Victoria is set to pass a COVID-19 vaccination milestone today, with 50% of children aged 5 to 11 having received their first dose. It comes as the state records 8,275 new cases and another 7 deaths. There are currently 638 people in Victoria's hospitals with the virus, 72 of whom are in the ICU. Deputy Premier James Molino says while the vaccination milestone is an encouraging step forward, there's still a long way to go in protecting Victorians from COVID-19.
Over the next 7 days, there are 107,000 appointments available. So please, if you haven't had your third dose, if your child hasn't had their first paediatric dose, please make an appointment either at our state-run clinics or via our GPs and our community pharmacies.
Research from a coalition of human rights organisations, church groups and academics shows Australia's largest companies are failing to adequately comply with the country's modern slavery laws. It's estimated around 3,000 companies are required to report yearly on the risks of modern slavery within their operations and supply chains and detail how they combat them. But a new report has revealed that 77% of companies aren't meeting the required criteria. Report co-author Freya Dinshaw says there are currently no ramifications for companies who fail to comply.
If the government is serious about eliminating modern slavery in supply chains, it should be strengthening the Modern Slavery Act to make it enforceable and to require meaningful action by companies on their key risks.
The Modern Slavery Act is up for review later this year. Australia's public broadcasters will receive $4.2 billion over 3 years as the federal government ends an $84 million funding freeze. The ABC will get almost $3.3 billion and SBS more than $950 million. The government has also unveiled a $7.3 million program to look at the future of free-to-air TV, as well as proposed requirements for streaming services to invest in Australian content. A working group will be established to look at how broadcasts will be regulated in the future, as well as the prominence or availability of Australian content on TV platforms. To sport, and Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai has denied she ever accused anyone of sexual assault, adding she's deleted the social media post that appeared to make such a claim. Peng alleged on social media last November that a former Chinese vice premier had sexually assaulted her. She was then absent from public view for nearly 3 weeks. But in a new interview with French newspaper L'Equipe at a hotel in Beijing, the 36-year-old says she had never said anyone had sexually assaulted her in any way. She's thanked fellow tennis professionals, sporting personalities, and the wider community for showing concern about her welfare, but maintains there's no need to worry. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth and 26 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 34, mostly sunny in Melbourne and 31, a cloudy day in Hobart and 22 degrees, partly cloudy in Canberra and 23, a possible shower in Wollongong and 23 as well, a shower or two in Sydney and 25 degrees, A possible shower in Newcastle, also 25, mostly sunny in Brisbane and 30, a possible shower in Cairns and 31 degrees, and showers and a possible storm in Darwin, 31 as well. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.